Conrad Benner was born and raised in Philly. The photographer now lives in Fishtown. He knows this place. Who better to produce a list of Philadelphia's top 10 street art moments of 2013?
I think it's a fun way to look back at the year and see what really excited people the most. What got people talking.
Benner's also the creator of streetsdepartment.com, a blog about art around the city. He says most street art is naturally temporary.
And the top three items on that list actually sort of don't exist anymore on the streets. They were very temporary. They were all taken down within a day or two. Especially that ticket, it was gone within 20 minutes.
The ticket he's referring to was a giant parking ticket. An artist gave a PPA car that was parked illegally. South Philadelphian Joe Borshaw's work made the top 10 list.
All of my pieces are made from a single piece of black paper, and I excise all of the white areas. So what you have is like a lacy black paper cutout. And the piece on Streets Department, which is called Watchtowers, was a collaboration I did with Mural Arts Program. It's basically a blown-up cutout that we painted on the side of a building.
Borshaw says he doesn't think of art in terms of street art or gallery art. To those who are critical of street art, Conrad Benner says many artists put their work on abandoned buildings or put it up in a way so it can be removed without damaging the canvas. For WHYY, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.